John Hinckley and Son, 49 Yarmouth Road in Hyannis, Route 6A in Dennis, and George Ryder Road in Chatham.
Gary Gilmore is dead. The convicted killer who had demanded death was executed by firing squad today, just minutes after a federal appeals court lifted a stay granted during the night. We repeat this bulletin. Gary Gilmore is dead. The convicted killer who had demanded death was executed by a firing squad just moments ago after a federal appeals court lifted a stay granted during the night.
Oh, now we're on. It's a tough act to follow.
He's going to bring down the house.
What can we say? It'll be all in a movie someday.
Yep.
We will have some reflections on that later today.
A little later in the show.
Good morning. You're next on Trivia.
Just to comment upon it because of its explosive nature.
Yeah.
Let's gauge our position.
I think we should.
Yeah. It is this issue of Gary Gilmore over in Utah. Here was a man of hair-trigger emotions who was the target of a battery of critics, ranging from hotshot police officers to infuriated private citizens. Now it's time to take dead aim at Gilmore's critics. It's time they bit the bullet. This whole situation must have been mind-blowing for Gilmore, and it was thoughtless of these loudmouths to shoot off their mouths about it. Blast it, we're sick of these people, lock, stock, and barrel. A man the caliber of Gary Gilmore should not have been subjected to this kind of criticism. He must have felt like he was sitting on an enormous bullseye, the victim of his enemy's well-executed plan.
Good morning. You're next on Trivia.
Can I have a question, please?
Yeah. Who was Bruno Hauptmann?